As a 24-year-old who stands 6'4", Regenberg is the youngest and tallest member of the freshman class of lawmakers. He got his shot to run for the House when former Speaker Gordon Fox decided not to seek re-election amid a continuing state-federal investigation. Regenberg helped as a Brown University student to establish the Providence Student Union activist group, and he says that experience led him to pursue politics.
I ran because I've seen the difference it can make when community members are able to have a say, and I think we need a lot more of that up here. I came to Rhode Island originally for school and sort of fell in love with the state and particularly the city and just the diversity and culture and character that we've got here. And so I wanted to make a contribution to the community as best I could.
Regenberg still works as an organizer for the student union, which helps Providence school students to advocate on various issues of concern. Although he's part of the Democratic majority at the State House, Regenberg is an unabashed progressive who holds up as his heroes people like Georgia civil rights veteran John Lewis and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. He says his top goals for the session include trying to improve aging school buildings.
I have students who go to school every day in buildings that are leaking, that have mold and asbestos, that are literally crumbling around them. I think that is unacceptable. That's a moral outrage. And my hope is that the General Assembly will be able to find some resources to begin addressing that crisis. I also think our state needs to be doing a lot more to support low-income workers and families.
Beyond that, Regenberg says he wants to advocate for workers who rely on tips who get a sub-minimum wage of less than $3 an hour. Yet progressives like this freshman rep are just one faction within the House, so it remains to be seen how much impact they'll have, with the state facing an almost $200 million deficit for the next fiscal year. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.